sua arma. Eu já descarreguei. Faça uma busca na memória e lembro que tu fez. Eu estava desarmado, rendido, me entreguei. Você gritou pra mim, vai, se deita aí no chão já, safado marginal. Cabeça, cano de 38, até o inferno eu fui, mas voltei. Eu voltei.
Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF Radio, and we are traveling through the music of Ceará State, northeastern Brazil. And we just heard from an artist, goes by Zeis, Z-E-I-S. He claims, or at least tags his music as Maracatu music, which is the Afro-Brazilian tradition, which goes back to the religion of Vodun. But to hear more blues in his music. Actually, each song is quite unique, but that one in the blues rock style of things was called Vingança from his latest album of 2017, De Preto em Blue. And that is from Fortaleza, as pretty much all these artists seem to be. Hard to find the stuff from the small towns in Ceará. But yes, before his music, we heard a pretty popular band that's been going for a while. It's from their fourth album. They're called Selvagens à Procura de Lei, which means savages in search of law. So bless those savages. The song was called Sonhos from their latest album, 2019, called Paraíso Portátil, Portable Paradise. And apparently they started out sort of in the Strokes, Arctic Monkeys vein. Now, seemingly a little bit more electronic. But yeah, I guess that's the way the whole world is going, perhaps. And we started off the set with Rayana Fortes, a female singer and multi-instrumentalist, from one of her very first singles called Te Fazer. She's new on the scene and Yeah, very tasteful music right there. As pretty much everything from Brazil is, even the crazy punk music, which we're going to hear soon. But yeah, we're going to next hear from Electro Cactus. Sorry, there's no C. Electro Cactus. One word. And yes, the album Omar Akatu, this is O Cor de Lista, which came out last summer, 2019. And they like to stand around on big boulders that's in their band pictures. So here we go. Some more music from Fortaleza, Brazil, where it is oh so warm all the time. This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF Radio. Oh, yes, yeah, some very, very nice guitar music right there. And that was the closest thing, honestly, I could find to an indigenous band from Ceará, Brazil, which we have been listening to for the last nearly hour. It's an interesting group. This is a band who has records in every single vintage shop of North America, I think, or maybe the world. Whenever I've gone to looking for records in an old thrift store or something, I find something by Los Indios Tabajaras. And these guys, a guitar duo, are in fact from the state of Ceará, Brazil. Little is known really about their beginnings. Apparently, some say they found a guitar somewhere in the state of Ceará, Brazil, but then they found success later on in Rio. And then put out between 1953, actually they were signed by RCA's Latin American arm, and in the early 1950s, all the way until the 80s, they put out like about 40 or 50 albums. Amazing. So they are probably one of the most prolific indigenous bands of South America, but kind of the irony, I think, is that they didn't really play music, I don't think, of their region. They just, like, played a lot of, as a lot of bands did back then, certainly, popular songs and did their own rendition of them and stuff. They made it big with a Mexican tune called Maria Elena and achieved huge success throughout Latin America, and which may not be a thing you do now. They dressed in ceremonial, it says, quote, Indian costumes when they performed and on their album covers. So, like, you got the feathers in the hat and everything and stuff. So I don't know if that's music of their people, but there's lots of different native groups in the area of Ceará. So anyways, and they even went to Nashville, Tennessee. And yeah, that was probably a pretty big trailblazers, like revolutionaries at the time for indigenous musicians. So yeah, I'm sure there's an interesting story. You could be a documentary about these guys. Who knows? Yeah, so Los Indios Tabajaras, we heard the song El Reloj, which I'd say probably sounds more Spanish than indigenous Brazilian, but hey, that's just my opinion. Yeah, well, we've heard before those guys. We heard some punk music, it's kind of surf punk, Os Intrusivos, which came out last year, the song Now Creo Am Mais Nada, I don't believe in anything, I think, is what it means. And from the album Cansos de Amor. I'm very sorry for my Portuguese accent, by the way. Must apologize. Closer to a Spanish accent, I guess, but really, really not impressing anybody. So before that, though, we heard Electro Cactus with the song Or O Cordelista, also from 2019. So we're hearing some of the nearly freshest tunes that have come out of the city of Fortaleza, where all these bands seem to make their living. Next, we're going to hear... Wow, this is going to be the last song of the hour because I've been chit-chatting. This is probably my favorite, saving the best for last. This is a very experimental band. The cool thing about experimental music in Brazil is that it always still has a strong melody, whereas, I don't know, in other places, probably up here in Canada, when you call yourself experimental, that's like a pass to not be melodic or pleasing to the ears. But Brazilians just can't help but have strong melodies in their songs, even weird bands. So still jabbering, sorry. This is a band called good luck with this. They're called Terceiro Olho de Marte, and the album is called Herbarium Parabolicae O Lingua Secreta das Sementes. And the song is Dois Marujos na Boca da Mochila. Thanks, guys, for making long titles in Portuguese. So cool music coming up right here. And I have been Nick Legacy. So thanks for listening. Much appreciated. I'm happy to be back. And yes, Wandering Rhythms will be back live for the foreseeable future on CJSF here. You're listening to 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain. Wandering Rhythms, signing out, 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 out.
you curious about the latest news in Canadian politics, labor, environment, feminism, and activism? Tune in to Rabble Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM to hear the latest news and stories that matter to you. Rabble Radio is the flagship podcast of Rabble.ca.
This is Bird Note. With today's mobile apps and sound libraries, it's never been easier to listen to birds on demand. But that wasn't always the case. Back in the 1920s, Cornell ornithology professor Arthur Allen wanted to help his students learn bird calls in the classroom. But back then, bird recordings were practically non-existent. Fortunately, this was the era of the first talking films, and a prominent production company enlisted Arthur's help to jazz up their movies with bird recordings. Arthur and the production team hauled their clunky gear to the woods near Cayuga Lake, but the noisy equipment kept scaring away the birds. Eventually, it occurred to Arthur to put just the microphone near a perch popular with song sparrows and leave the rest of the gear out of view. In the dawn hours of May 18th, 1929, a little brown bird made history. That day, Arthur and his team recorded a song sparrow, house wren, and rose-breasted grosbeak. With today's high-tech recording tools, bioacoustics researchers can eavesdrop on whales underwater, bats in the air, and more than 11,000 bird species found around the world. And it all started with a song sparrow. For Bird Note, I'm Mark Bramhill.
You're listening